I actually hate that they call it Under the Mountain.
Because it sounds like Lord of the Rings.
Does it? I've never watched or read Lord of the Rings. I just like, just call it, I don't know, Amaranth's Lair. Like, I wish it had just given a name, like, the torture zone. No. Like, you know, a real Parthian name, like.
Okay, Mariah, we started.
The Hell Court.
Hi guys, welcome to episode 35 of Women Writing Men. I'm Delaney, this is Mariah.
Hi.
It's gonna be weird if you're here but you haven't watched part one.
Yes, go back, stop.
Go back, now. Stop, go back. We're doing A Court of Thorns and Roses by Sarah J. Maas. This is part two of this that. One. Yes. And we're looking for the most attractive man in fiction. We have some solid contenders, maybe?
I think so.
Yeah. And, Mariah, quick summary of where we're at.
Okay. Yeah. So, really, I was thinking about this. The quickest summary of where we left off is, Farrah is a human. She has ended up in Fairy World, living with Tamlin, who is the High Lord of one of the areas of Fairy World, which is called the Spring Court. And they have fallen in love. But she never admitted her feelings to him, which means he is now cursed to be the slave of an evil lady named Amarantha. And so Farrah is like, I love him. I am going to go save him. Mm-hmm. I think that was pretty good, eh?
Yeah.
Like, that's basically what happened.
Yep. Yeah.
In the most simplest.
Succinct way.
And so now she is off to what the mountain, which is where they are all being held.
Yeah.
Has she literally captured everyone on Earth?
Mariah.
Or in Prithian?
No, she just, like, keeps people, like.
Like, some people?
Like, that's true. It's, like, implied, like, under threat that they're there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, Farrah is gonna figure out how she can defeat the evil lady whose name is Amarantha, which is the worst name, because it was so hard to shorten it for my notes. I never wanted to call her Amarantha.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel right to say anything else, so I just had to keep out typing Amarantha, Amarantha. yeah. Do we have to say anything else? First thoughts about how this book is going, like...
Yeah.
The next half? Should we do that, or just get into it?
Well, I think we should probably just get into it, and then we'll talk about it after.
Okay. So, for anyone paying attention, we're at chapter 34, right? Or
33? I put 33.
Okay, yeah. Sorry, 33. I agree.
Great. She came upon the Spring Court. She was in the human realm. She came back because she was like, oh, wait, I love Tamlin. So she comes back, and the Spring Court is all destroyed, and it's been ransacked.
Like, most of the Spring Court got taken.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or at least the people living at his house. Yeah. Okay. Alice escaped.
Yeah, so Alice the maid escaped. And she takes Farrah to a cave. And the cave, like, goes directly to Under the Mountain somehow.
Yeah, I was quite confused about that whole thing, because she's, like, in the cave, and I feel like she was in it for, like, a second, and then she's, like, immediately captured.
Yeah.
And taken to Amarantha, and I'm like, oh.
Were they that close?
Like,
yeah.
Was this really, but maybe it's just, like, Fairy World, and there's kind of, like, portal situations.
Yeah, I allowed it.
And so she's in front of Amarantha.
Oh, and hold on. Alice also mentions there's one last part of the curse that she doesn't want Farrah to know about.
Okay.
I don't know what that is.
I think I know what it is.
Okay.
I was going to ask you, is this what it is? But I guess I'll say what I think it is when it happens.
Yeah. Anyway.
So in front of Amarantha, she's like, I don't know. I don't really remember.
Chill.
Oh, gosh, there's more she's things in the world.
No, okay. We just need to talk about the thing that captured her in the cave.
Adder?
Is the... I called it the Ator. I don't know why.
There was pretty weird words. I definitely said Adder.
Adder? Yeah. Okay.
The Ator. I don't know.
Anyway, there's a Ator.
He's an evil being.
Yeah,
he's... Very evil.
I imagine him like a gargoyle-looking
thing. I imagine...
Tell us what you imagine, Mariah.
That's a big ball of slime.
He has wings.
Did he?
They talk about that.
Well, maybe slime with wings. I didn't imagine... I just was like, he's this big... Like... what's that called when you're, like, not firm?
Amorphous?
Amorphous slime monster.
Dude.
Oh. That is what happens when you don't read any description, and I'm just like, fill in the blanks. Yeah. Probably a slime monster. Probably.
You're not right.
Okay, fine. She got taken by the adder to Amarantha. Can we now talk about
Amarantha? We can talk about Amarantha now.
Okay. Oh, well, I don't actually have anything to say about her.
Raya.
I just say that, like, they agree to this bargain. But I don't have, like, do you have anything about who Amarantha, like, the vibe of Amarantha?
I have so much.
Okay. Yeah, that's why I paused for so long, but I was like, I guess she wants me to go first. Unfortunately, I don't have anything to say.
So Fair shows up and she's like, I came to claim the one that I love. And she realizes that Amarantha super tortured Claire, which is the name of the person that she gave to Rhys.
Because the reason why she knows that is because Claire is
dead and hanging from
is she actually dead?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Because Rhys talks about it later.
Yeah.
Like, later is in book two, so.
Yeah, because I think Rhys killed her.
He did.
To, like, put her out of her misery.
Yes. But, like, she is, like, brutally, like, disfigured, hanging. Yeah. I imagined her, like, in a spider web kind of vibe. Like.
Okay.
Not that there was a spider web, but, like, that she was up against the wall, like.
Oh.
All disfigured in different positions. Like a spider had eaten her in the web.
Okay.
And now she was dead in it.
Okay. And then, so, that's kind of the vibe of Amarantha.
And I think Tamlin, is, like, sitting there, like a pet on the floor. Was he on the floor?
I don't know if he was on the floor.
Or what, did he have his own throne?
I think he had, like, a chair next to her.
Okay.
Because she was like, I like Tamlin.
Yeah. Like, she wants him to be her, like.
Her guy.
Yeah.
So
Tamlin's there, but he's, like, not looking at her.
Yeah, he's not acknowledging Farrah at all because, like. He's, like, trying to protect her.
Yeah.
And not reveal to Amarantha that he cares about her.
Yeah.
And so Amarantha has, like, a ring that has, like, an eyeball. Like, which is Jurian's living,
eye.
Yeah, like a living eyeball. And she also has a finger bone of Jurian's.
Is Jurian a human? Yeah.
Yeah, he was, like, a human commander. And he was in love with, or he was dating, like, her sister or something.
Amarantha's sister?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. And
then Amarantha's sister broke up with him?
But he slept with some other girl while he was with Amarantha's sister.
There's so much about this backstory. It comes back in book two, too.
Yeah.
Because in book two, Jurian still wants... Like, Jurian's still looking for this woman, this fairy. And he's like... Because you remember he asks...
But she's alive with somebody else.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, she does... she was with Jurian, but then she decided not to be with Jurian and actually ended up with another human?
I don't know. Or another fairy?
I don't know.
Anyway.
But it's so complicated, and it makes Amarantha real angry.
Yeah.
She doesn't like Jurian. Was Jurian against... She was trying to enslave humans, and Jurian, I guess, was trying to free humans.
Yeah.
But then why does Jurian, spoiler again, become evil in the second book?
I can't... I don't... If we knew Jurian's backstory, I'm sure we'd understand.
But it was just... There was so much, and I was like, I don't want to know this. So I skipped or, like, read it all really quickly.
So, yeah, so Amarantha's like, oh, I'm gonna be a cool lady, and I'm going, mostly for her own entertainment, she's like, I'm gonna give you 3 tasks, and if you beat them, you can either beat the 3 tasks, or you can solve a riddle.
Yeah, and which will prove your love for Tamlin, and then you'll be free, and he'll be free.
Yeah, and then she beats the shit out of Farrah.
Like, Amarantha herself?
Yeah, or someone does.
Does Rhys do it?
Someone beats her.
Okay.
It can't be Rhys. That would be wild.
Well, I just, like, Rhys often has to do this stuff for her.
Yeah.
I didn't write that she got beaten. I was really disappointed about the tasks.
Were you?
Yeah.
They weren't cool enough for you?
Well, the goal of the tasks was to prove her love for Tamlin. And I was like, why does her fighting a worm prove her love for Tamlin? Like, I thought they were going to be very connected to, like...
her thing. But it was actually just Amarantha wanted to torture her. Yeah.
Do you remember what the riddle was?
I feel like I wrote it down, maybe.
Hopefully you did. We'll see. Because I think it was dumb that we didn't. Because, like, I don't remember the answer to the riddle. Does she know the answer? And I'm, like, wondering what it is, and I wish we could talk about it, but obviously we can't if neither of us wrote it down. I said, it must be important, and I'm sure, like, the answer to the riddle is very symbolic to this whole story, but I didn't think it was important to write down the riddle.
I didn't write down the riddle.
Okay. But, like, things are happening. Like, this book is moving now.
Yeah.
We went from, like, the slowest pace of falling in love to, like, Like, my the next thing I write is she's doing her first thing. Yeah. Like, she's been beaten up. Okay, now ritual number one. Here we go.
Well, okay, chapter 35, Lucien finds her and, like, scolds her for coming. Yes. Like, he's like, you're just going to die, and Tamlin's just going to have to watch you die in front of him.
Yeah.
And this is just a bad idea.
Yeah.
And he also fixes her broken nose.
Yeah.
Which is nice of him. Chapter 36, I wrote worm fighting time.
Is that all you wrote?
No, I actually wrote a lot.
Okay.
So she, there's this giant worm. She's, like, in a tunnel full of bones. And then she uses the, she breaks a bunch of bones, to like, because the worm is blind. So it, she, like, covers herself in shit so that it won't smell her.
Because it uses its smell to find her.
Yeah, which I don't know if that's how it would use it. I feel like a worm would use vibrations. But anyways, she, like, pokes a bunch of bones into the ground and makes spikes.
Because, like, she, there's, like, a hole in the ground.
Yeah. Yeah, and so she does lures that.
The worm to the hole. The worm falls in the hole and dies.
Yeah.
And she finds out, just random things, she finds out that one person bet that she would win.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know who it is yet.
I wrote Reese, I'd guess.
Me too.
Yeah.
Does Tamlin call out to her during this one?
I don't think so.
He does
call. She broke her arm, too.
She broke her arm. Yeah, this was just me again complaining about that this does not prove that she loves Tamlin. It just proves that she can beat a worm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I just thought that was so, like, I just, there's no connection there. I think it's dumb that that's what Amarantha, like, if you're strong and smart, you can defeat a worm without loving Tamlin. And if you're so in love with Tamlin, but weak, you're gonna die.
Yeah.
No matter how much you love him.
Yeah.
And that bothered me.
So yeah, chapter 37.
Okay.
So she's literally dying from her broken arm, which sounds weird, but she's,
but,
like,
it didn't get set.
It didn't get set. It's
infected. She was, like, covered in crap.
Yeah, it's, like, super infected. She is, like, hasn't eaten, can't, like, she's having a very bad time, because they keep her in a prison cell.
Yeah.
And so she's really not doing good. So Reese shows up.
Reese.
And he's like, I'll heal you.
If.
You spend 2 weeks a month at the night court with me.
And then she bargains it down to 1 week.
Yeah. But he, like, gives her this tattoo.
It's this huge tattoo that covers, like, her whole arm.
Yeah.
And at this point, I mean, this is, like, our biggest interaction with him so far. And I'm like, how is he a part of the love triangle? How? This is terrible. He didn't come here to save her. He came here to
be, I know,
be weird.
Yeah. I also was just like, why does the, why is what he wants for you to come to the night court? Like, because he's all like, I'm just doing it to piss off Tamlin.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what? What do you get out of this? I don't know. Like, it just makes him seem very sadistic.
Yeah.
Like, the only thing he enjoys is pissing off Tamlin.
Yeah.
And hurting her in the process.
Yeah.
And, like, that just, it doesn't fit well with, like, what they then portray him as later.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
And they try to justify it later, and I'm like, this is not justifiable.
It really,
it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't have to do it this way.
Yeah. Like, you didn't have to be an asshole to her while you did it, too.
No. No.
Like, well, if you wanted to help her, you could have just, like,
helped her.
Helped her. And been like, don't talk about it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was so weird.
Anyway, chapter 38. She has to wash the floor.
With a dirty bucket, or else be pig roasted. What does that mean? Like, actually be pig roasted?
Probably, like, roasted over a fire, genuinely.
Okay, is that what that means? Because I feel like there's, like, a sexual term.
Yeah, Mariah, don't. I don't think you should go there, actually.
I'll stop now. But there is one, right?
Yes.
Is it pig roast?
No.
What is it?
It's spit roasted.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
That was where I was like, is it pig roasting or is it the sex thing?
With you. Can you stop? So...
So Lucian's mom comes to help him clean.
Yeah.
Does she bring clean water?
I think she gives her clean water to use. Okay. And then she has to clean a fireplace in Reese's room.
But that's not what they did. They threw lentils into the room. And they're like, pick up every lentil. Or you'll die.
Yeah.
And it's Reese's room. Why did they send her to his room?
I don't know. That's, like, I think it's, like, an Amaranth that's, like, testing...
Reese?
Yeah, like, if he's going to torture... Like, Amaranth is like, oh, he'll torture her. So that's why she picked Reese's room.
But he doesn't torture her.
I know.
He stops... He cleans up all the lentils for her.
Yeah.
With his power.
Yeah.
And then we get a first glimpse of him being powerful.
And he orders the guards not to touch her or torment her.
Yeah. So, like, yeah, I don't know. Was that Amarantha being like...
I'll do this so that he... I thought it was just the guards were, like, just fucking with her for fun.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Okay. I did point out at this moment, she does really seem to hate Reese.
Yeah.
So again, I'm like, how are we getting...
I know, how are we coming back from this? Chapter...
Oh, it gets worse!
39.
It gets worse.
So, Reese sends her food that she eats, and she's like, oh, food, cool. And then he dresses her up in this weird outfit.
Like a slutty outfit.
Yeah.
Slutty.
There's, like, paint all over her, and, like, she's barely covered in any clothing. Clothes.
I don't know what the outfit was, but they paint her. And the purpose of painting her is so that no one can touch her.
Yeah.
Because if anyone touches her, they'll get paint on themselves, and the paint will be smudged. Because the only person allowed to touch her is Reese.
Yeah. And it's, like, a weird, like... Again, like a weird torture Tamlin thing.
Yeah, because Tamlin now has to... So, basically, he takes her to parties.
Yeah.
Drugs her. And then makes her dance sexy on him.
Yeah.
And he touches her. And Tamlin is just watching from his chair near Amarantha.
Yeah. And this was the strangest part of the book. Like, because I was just like, what... It's crazy to read this part, and you're just like, why, how is this guy the guy? Like, it's so weird.
And he does this, like, every night now.
Yeah!
Every night his little servants, his, like, maids come and paint her up, and she gets drugged, and then she dances sexy on him for hours, and she doesn't remember any of it because she's drugged!
Yeah. Yeah, with the fairy one from before.
It's insane.
Yeah.
It's insane. I, like, couldn't fathom this.
So then Lucian comes.
And he's like, dude, why did you do this? I would have come to cure your arm. And she's like, well, I was dying. I didn't know.
Yeah. And, like, to be fair, Lucian was... And, like, Lucian couldn't come because he got so beaten that he was, like, couldn't move. Like, he was doing real bad.
Yeah.
And I was like, Lucian is such a good guy. Holy. I love him.
They do point out that... Like, Reese, like, touches her while she's doing the dancing, but not...
Super sexually?
And I was like, is this supposed to, like, be a saving grace?
Yeah.
Like, he's not literally sexually violating her.
Yeah. Woo-hoo! Whoa, what a good guy.
It was insane.
Yeah, so then, the other thing at this point, I wrote, Reese dresses her and makes her dance a lot.
Yeah.
Because it happens a lot.
Yeah. But it's like an every night until there's trials, basically. Yeah.
So then, at one point, she asks Reese what he sold for his court's freedom. Because his court...
Is free
from Amarantha.
Other than the fact that he is hanging out with Amarantha all the time.
Yeah. And so it's kind of implied that, like, he sold himself for it. But, okay, here's what bothers me. Is, like, so he's called Amarantha's whore.
Yes.
And it's like, okay, Reese... If you are, like, selling yourself to someone else to save something you care about, which is your
court.
Why
are you doing what you're doing?
Why are you just immediately turning that around and victimizing somebody else in the exact same way?
Yeah, it's so bad.
It's crazy.
It's literally, yeah. I can't, like... But he also, in this little conversation that they have, talks about how important it is for Tamlin to be alive.
Yeah, like, Tamlin needs to be alive... For reasons related to, like, the whole world being okay. I don't remember what it is.
I don't remember either.
Yeah, so, chapter 40?
Yeah.
Second task time.
I said, it's like the Tri Wizard Tournament.
Yeah, so, I wrote, Lucian is being tortured again. This whole book, I was like, Lucian just gets tortured so much. Like, it's unreal how much that man gets tortured.
Yeah, so in this task, Lucian is a part of it.
Yeah.
And she gets a riddle that she has to read and solve or something.
Yeah, and she's going to get crushed to death if
and
she doesn't.
And he will too.
Like, if she doesn't answer the question, but she can't read the question because she can't read.
Yes. If only her and Tamlin had spent more time.
Yeah, so then.
To read.
Yeah, so then Rhys tells her the answer through the eye hand tattoo, which is a thing.
Because they're now connected.
They have a, yeah, connection through that.
Yeah. Ew. I wrote. Like, so now they're cured. Like,
yeah.
I mean, the whole task, Lucien's, like, freaking out, and they're, like, both like, this is it, they're gonna die, and then Rhys
yeah.
saves her.
Yeah.
And then she's crying, I guess, afterwards, and Rhys licks her tears off her face. That was my ew.
It was funny, because he told her to, like, she was, like, so upset about not being able to read the thing.
Yeah.
And, like, that part was really good, I felt. Like, the way the author, Sarah J. Maas, described her, like, because she feels so much shame and so much desperation around it, and she's like, this is something literally everyone can do and I can't.
Yeah.
And it was, like, that bit around her illiteracy was, like, fucking 10 out of 10. So then he's like, like, she was, like, gonna have a mental breakdown about it. He's like, walk away so they don't see you have the mental breakdown. And he, like, says it in her mind, so then she goes. Anyway, and then apparently he licks her face, so that's a little weird.
I didn't like it. I'm like, dude, no one should lick, like,
and then
who licks anyone's tears off their faces, one, like, for one thing?
Yeah.
Like, even if it is your person, like,
your husband
or something, was the one licking her tears, I still would be like, what? Just wipe them. Wipe them off.
Yeah, so...
I mean, the one thing about it I could imagine is if you were crying and your partner did come up and start licking your face, you'd probably, like,
stop crying.
Because you'd be like, what is happening right now?
Yeah.
Like, if the goal was to distract her, success, I guess.
Yeah. So, so then the other thing is, like, Rhys is all like, oh, I saw how painful it was for you to have to try to read. I'm going to bring you to the night court every week and I'm going to teach you how to read.
Like, that's what we'll do.
That's what we'll torture you with. Yeah. And I was like, okay, well, he clearly is nice. Like, that's a nice thing that he's like, I want to teach you to read. And she's starting to realize that he's, like, helping her, you know, because he helped with this thing. And he's not being quite as self-interested.
Except for the fact that he's
except for all the weird dancing.
All night long.
Yeah.
Painted completely everywhere.
Yeah. So chapter 41, like, the thing is that task, like, she did it because Rhys told her the answer. But she gets really, like, personally feels very defeated.
And she's like, this is it. I am dying.
I can't do it. Because she's illiterate. Like, because she's like, I'm genuinely lower than all these other people. Yeah.
And she, like, starts going, I like drinking the wine, because then I can forget.
Yeah.
And so then she's, like, basically wallowing in her misery.
Yeah.
In the cell. And then she hears this pretty music.
Yeah, that's, like, coming down from above, and she realizes it's Tamlin playing the fiddle.
It's not.
Oh, yeah.
You find out after it was stupid Rhys. But I was like, it's Tamlin!
I know.
It's Tamlin sending her song. Because, again, like, obviously, like, we haven't talked about Tamlin in a while. He is still doing the...
The numb, like, don't interact with her, don't
And I think her. Lucien has talked to her about it, because she's like, he won't even look at me. And Lucien's like, do you think that it's easy for him to watch you...
Like, break your arm and die and,
yeah.
like, have... Like, there's that, and then it's also, like, if he gets upset about it...
It will only spur Amarantha more.
Yeah.
And, I mean, later on, again, book two, mm-hmm. she uses this against Tamlin... this time under the mountain when he didn't fight harder for her. And I was like, what could he have done, sir?
Yeah. Like I...
he was enslaved. I think he lost his powers.
Yeah. Like... yeah. I had a very, like, similar thing where I was like, it's like the author just, like
rewrote history for her.
No, and it's also like the author, like, made it so that Tamlin could do nothing and then yelled at him because he couldn't do
yeah.
anything.
I literally had no problem with how Tamlin was behaving under
no,
the mountain.
I thought he was fine.
Yeah.
Like, I was...
I mean, obviously he wasn't around, but because he was enslaved by Amarantha!
Yeah, and I thought it was a cool, like, turning the trope on its head of, like, she's trying to rescue him.
Yeah.
Like, he's doing what the girl does, like, the damsel in distress does.
Yeah.
And I was like, cool. I'm happy with this trope being flipped like this. I was not like, ooh, he's not fighting hard enough.
No.
Like, that was not my
I was
issue.
Very clear in my head that there was nothing more he could do. That's
yeah.
what I felt.
Yeah.
So So yeah, I thought this was a really sweet moment because I was like, Tamlin sending her music mm-hmm. and like helping her be strong. He, even though he can't be involved, he knows
yeah
what she needs, and he knows that she needs this. Unfortunately, it was Rhys.
Yeah.
So
yeah, because he does know that she's really struggling internally because they have the tattoo bond thing.
Yeah.
Which I thought was just like such a cheap
way to get them like to them. Connect.
Yeah. Like, it's just give them access to each other's thoughts and suddenly they're BFFs. And it's like, why? I have a whole thing about this. We're going to get into it in a second.
Okay.
Chapter 42. So she has a little closet makeout session with Tamlin.
Who we get to find out how he smells in this
What does he smell like?
Earth and rain.
Wow.
Yeah.
So she like goes into a closet with Tamlin and...
Again! So, like, we've just talked about Tamlin's been uninvolved. And again, ugh, this stupid... Because, again, I was like, this is so, like, he is taking a risk here.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow is the third trial. He's taking a risk to have one last moment with her. Mm-hmm. And they just, like, make out and talk, like, have that moment. And later, she uses it against him. We had one last moment and all you want to do is make out with me?
That's what she does with him all the time. It's like she's mad at him for like the things, I don't know. Anyway, so then Rhys shows up and he's like, well, now I have to make out with you to make it seem like we were making out.
Because obviously if you come out of this closet with Tamlin your paint messed up.
Yeah.
And I wasn't in the closet too.
Yeah, then Amarantha will be like, who was sleeping with the human girl?
So he kisses her in a way that like, as they are making out, now he's, like, forcing her to make out with him, which, again, I was like,
bleh. Yeah.
But Amarantha and, like, a whole bunch of people walk in, so. Yeah.
It was worth it.
And Tamlin knows that they kissed. And I guess that makes Tamlin angry.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I just don't like him. I don't like him.
Oh, so, okay. Sorry, we've come to the part where Rhys explains
his
why.
His master plan.
So Rhys comes to her cell and he's all like, oh, it's so hard for me being Amarantha's whore. It's like really the roughest thing ever. And then he's like, all the stuff I'm doing to piss Tamlin off, it's so that he'll maybe kill Amarantha.
So
because Tamlin's strong enough to do it.
So his plan is help Pharah win.
Mm-hmm.
Because as soon as Pharah wins,
mm-hmm.
Tamlin is free and he has his full power back. And Tamlin will be so mad.
Yeah.
At Amarantha.
And not Rhys.
And will kill Amarantha.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, yeah, like, he does want to kill Amarantha, do you? But, like,
you are
the one doing this crap! He's mad at you for all the stuff with how, like, he's mad at you for kissing Pharah. He's mad at you for making her get drunk every night and dancing on you. That's not an Amarantha thing.
Yeah.
That is a you thing.
It's entirely, it's unnecessary to his plan. And so it just makes him seem very sadistic. Like, he just gets off on pissing off Tamlin.
Yeah. Like, if...
Humiliating Pharah. Like, it just, like, feels bad.
Yeah. Like, there's a way... I get the point of, like, you gotta make him real mad so that he, like, goes mm-hmm. for it. I don't know why he wouldn't anyways, though. Like, what was Rhys thinking? Like, oh, yeah, he's gonna beat Pharah and he's gonna be like, nice to meet you, Amarantha. Let's shake hands and call it a day. I'm going home. No, he's gonna kill her no matter what. Like,
yeah.
But if you wanted to make him really sure, you should have, like, manipulated Amarantha into
pissing him off further, as opposed to, anyway.
It was, the master plan did not make me feel any better about him at all. And I feel like other people must have read this and been like, oh, it's justified.
It all makes sense. He was such a good guy.
The whole time.
Trying to piss off Tamlin for her.
He was trying to save everybody.
Yeah.
And this was the smartest way. Make a woman basically get almost sexually assaulted every night. Stupid.
Yeah. Chapter 43.
Yeah.
Third task time. The third task is just to kill some random fairies.
Yeah. The crowd isn't cheering anymore, I pointed out. Before, it was like this game.
Yeah.
Which is really weird, too, thinking about that. Like, why are they were cheering for her to die.
Yeah.
I guess they were just so afraid of Amarantha. Yeah. But, like, you want her to win, guys.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why they would have cheered at all.
Yeah.
Like, why was cheering happening at all? I feel like everything would have just been silence of, like, we can't cheer we can't cheer for her because then Amarantha will hurt us. But we also can't cheer for her to lose because we want her to win. But they must have just been so scared of Amarantha.
Yeah. Yeah. I think some of them, they implied that some of the fairies there were like...
I mean, some of the fairies were into like Amarantha. Slave human.
Yeah, they were like...
Into slave.
They were good with Amarantha.
Yeah. So yeah, she has to kill three innocent fays the same, just like she did with Andra. So this one, this task gave a little bit more, do you actually love Tamlin vibes?
Yeah.
Because again, the literate one, totally useless. She's not going to mysteriously learn how to read now because of how much she loves Tamlin.
Yeah.
But this one had the, like, she hated fairies, she fell in love with a fairy.
Now she has, now to,
she has
kill
to kill fairies.
Yeah. It all came full circle.
Yeah. And she also, just again, pointing this out because it matters in, like, 3 seconds when we talk about it, she tried to, like, look at Tamlin and, like, send him love through her eyes, and Tamlin was, like...
Dead face.
Dead face.
Yeah.
And she's like, he must be really upset about Rhys kissing me. And she's, like, a little panicky about that.
Yeah, so...
So she's standing there.
So she's standing there. She takes the... There's, like, mask. There's, like, hoods on them. So she takes the hood off the first one.
And it's a young boy.
And she...
Which is also really important. We've never talked about this at all, but babies are very rare.
Yeah.
For fae.
Yeah.
People.
Yeah. And she just kills it.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, I didn't think it was gonna go like this.
And she did contemplate.
She wasn't happy about it.
She had a long internal struggle about it. I mean, me, personally... I mean, again, I've never had to kill anybody. But I was like, yeah, you gotta do this.
Oh, I would be... I'm the opposite. I would be like, oh, I guess I just die because I don't think I could kill another person.
Yeah, but I wasn't thinking about... I was just thinking about the whole fact that she's gonna kill these three people and everyone will be free.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't thinking like, oh...
That's the moral quandary, isn't it?
I wasn't like, oh, you'll get to, like, be with Tamlin now. My moral quandary was... Yes, so hard that you're going to have to kill these people, but these people will die, and everyone else
will get to be free
and live and return to their homes, blah, blah, blah. Also, as the fairy being killed, like, if I was that person, I'd be like,
do it.
Here's the knife. It's okay, I forgive you.
Plus, like, she's hunted and stuff. Like, she can kill. So
but
I
these
think...
fairies were not in that zone.
Yeah,
they were like, don't kill me, please.
Yeah.
And she still had to. The first one begged, I think. The second one was kind of like, okay, well, she killed the first one.
She's probably going to kill me.
She's going to kill me, too. Like, can't go all the way.
Yeah, so she kills the second one, and then the last one.
She who was more... But fair is broken.
Yes.
And then the last one is Tamlin.
It's Tamlin. Oh! And then...
Sorry, that was not in response to it being Tamlin. I had one of those, like, you know when your shin gets like that? You know that really intense, terrible pain?
Yeah.
That just happened.
That's hilarious. It was at the right time.
It was. That was terrible. So now she's like, what do I do?
Yeah.
If I kill him... What was this all for?
Yeah.
But I've now killed these two.
Yeah, so, like, well, I might as well. Because she's like, maybe I can still free everyone. Like, she's like, this is all pointless, though, because I wanted Tamlin.
So she's like, yeah, I can kill him and it'll save me and it'll save his court. Or I could just take the knife and kill myself and save him. But he'll still be a slave forever.
Yeah, so she's in a tough spot.
I thought that was a pretty good plot twist.
Yeah.
So, by the way, the Tamlin from earlier was the Ator glamoured to look like Tamlin, which is why he looked dead in the eyes.
Yeah, so...
Even Rhys was surprised.
So then...
Because Rhys, like, we need Tamlin! Tamlin was supposed to kill her!
Yeah.
If Tamlin's dead, we're screwed!
Yeah!
Like, this is a bad situation. But then...
Then she...
This is the thing that Alice said. There's one... secret left that you don't know.
Yeah.
This is what it was.
Which is that...
Tamlin doesn't have a heart. Not only is he the beast, he's also the Tin Man.
He has a heart of stone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Amarantha turned it to stone.
Mm-hmm.
It's not actually a heart of stone.
So Farrah's like, I could just stab him.
Yeah.
So she stabs him.
And by the way, I didn't actually catch any of it because whenever they were talking confusing, I didn't understand. But they were dropping hints the whole time.
Yeah.
And she reflects on this while she's standing in front of Tamlin of like, oh, this is why, blah, blah, blah. Like, neither of us talked about it at all. Mm-hmm. So it was real subtle.
It was real subtle. The, like, hint that his heart is...
But Sarah J. Maas kind of does a few of them.
Yeah.
And they were there.
They were there. I believe they were there.
And she's like, oh, this is why they let me hear all these conversations. Because they wanted me to figure it out for, I guess, potentially a moment like this where I might have to stab him in the heart. I don't know.
Yeah. And I was like, that is great because it makes a lot of the stuff that happened at the Supreme Court make sense. Like, that she was overhearing these conversations because you're like, they always knew where she was.
Because they're, like, super hearing.
Yeah, people. And she's just a human.
Yeah.
Clumsily bumbling around.
Yeah, and I was like, oh my gosh, they're about to win this thing.
Yeah, like, but I was like, stabbing him in the heart's a pretty bold move. Like, you have to be real confident that that heart of stone is not penetrable with a knife.
She chats about this in her head.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm wrong,
I just killed him. Yeah. So then, chapter 44, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, okay, maybe I just put 43 and 44 together. Oh, yeah, I skipped 44, because I was like, wait, I have so many more things, but it must be 44.
So then Amarantha's like, oh, you did it. Good for you. But I never said when I was going to free everyone. I just said I was going to free everyone. So
yeah. She did say she would release them immediately if she solved the riddle. She must solve the riddle now.
Maybe. I wrote she breaks all of Farrah's bones, so I don't think so.
Okay, let me keep reading. She still loves Tamlin and won't tell Amarantha that she doesn't love him like the evil woman wants. See, sometimes I called Amarantha the evil woman. Like,
point. That's not shorter.
But I hated her name so much. She does realize the answer to the riddle. It's love.
Yeah, she really,
So that's how she frees Tamlin. Because in this moment, she realized... the answer is love, and then the witch breaks her back. Sometimes I call her the witch because they want to type that around. So Tamlin is now free.
Mm-hmm. But then Farrah gets all her bones broken.
Yeah.
Yeah, Amarantha does that.
Yeah.
And then...
does she do it with magic powers?
I think so. I don't know what she does, but she goes hard on Farrah.
She also... tortures Rhys in this moment because once Tamlin
was free.
No, it was before. I don't remember the order of things. But Rhys tries to kill Amarantha too.
Yeah, Rhys attempts a stab, and then Farrah asks her to stop torturing Rhys
because she realizes that she doesn't want Rhys to die. Too.
Yeah,
and I'm like, stop.
Yeah, and then Farrah dies at this point.
Yeah. Okay, this is, I didn't write down what was happening. I was writing a lot about what I was feeling. And I did say that in this moment, for the first time, I felt that Tamlin was a bit of a wuss. Do you remember what he was doing?
I think he went after Amarantha instead of, her.
Well, I just wrote, he does beg to Rhysand, but that must have been the earlier thing.
Yeah.
He begs to Amarantha. And then he doesn't fight in this moment? Is that what it is? Was it just the parallelism of,
I think...
she's won, and it's... Rhys is still the one who's going to try to kill Amarantha, and Tamlin is kind of... I think Tamlin actually starts to beg, and is like, please stop! No, I'll do anything!
Yeah, because she's breaking Farrah's bones, and then...
And so I question, is this because... is he, doing this because he's smart and knows that he can't win without his powers?
Yeah.
Or is it because he's a coward and he's too afraid to fight for love? I don't have an answer.
Yeah.
But I think this was the first moment where I was like...
I know. I also, in this moment, started to like Rhys. Like, I was like... I think it was because he went for the stab and she was like...
who's she?
Farrah was dying and he was just it felt like they both were she has to die, and they were, united in their...
yeah. Well, and you know they were because of their heart, their tattoo connection.
Yeah.
They're literally on the same page in this moment, and she's she doesn't want him to do it, but he's still gonna do it, and he gets tortured to it.
Yeah.
Too, for it. While Tamlin is just begging.
Yeah.
Which makes him kind of look a little wussy.
Yeah. Chapter 45?
Yeah.
So then, Farrah is dead, but she's in Rhys. Like, her...
Soul,
spirit, something or other.
But she solved the riddle, so Tamlin's free now.
Yeah. So so Rhys watches the mask, like, fall off of Tamlin, and then Tamlin attacks Amarantha and kills her.
And Amarantha begs, please don't. And I'm like, dude, what did you expect here?
Yeah.
She's like, come on, Tamlin, we're buds now. I don't remember what she says. Yeah. But, like, I don't know what you were thinking.
Yeah.
Like, die with your head held high, at least. Don't beg like a baby.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's gonna kill you.
Yeah. And also, like, I feel like that kind of changes... Like, again, the author made Tamlin seem like a wuss in that one moment, but then the second he had his powers back and was able to attack, he did the thing.
Yeah.
So it was like, why... Like, the author hamstringed him and then was like, look at what a baby he is. Like, it was like he couldn't do anything because you made it so he couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
And now we're going to be like, oh, Tamlin, the worst.
And I just don't think he is.
Yeah.
So the other thing I didn't, the part about this, like, now she's dead, I was like, obviously she's not dead.
Yeah.
Which was kind of disappointing. And again, it's because she was in Rhys's body, but she gets put, like, all of the High Lords honor her for what she did, mm-hmm. and they give her light.
I wrote, they give her shiny things.
And then she's alive again.
And then she's alive.
And I was like, well, of course that was going to happen. And I just wish that it was less certain.
Yeah.
Or that she was dead for a bit longer. Like, it was so... Like, yeah. I just was like, I know she's not dead. Where other books, you find out the character's dead, and you're like, no!
And then you're like, oh, but how much of the book is left? Like, you're like, yeah.
And I was like, obviously, she's back.
Yeah.
And she did.
So chapter 46.
And she's also a fae now.
She's a fairy now. And then she finally sees Tamlin without the mask.
And she says it's beautiful.
Yeah, and then they bang.
Yeah.
I assume they go back to the spring. Oh, no.
They aren't back yet.
Yeah, they're not back yet, 'cause she talks to Rhys. But yeah.
But she feels very, very, very guilty. She does not know how these fae people can forgive her for what she did. And I was like, they forgive you because they're literally free.
Yeah.
They were enslaved for 50 years. Yes, two people had to die. But two people died for hundreds to live.
Mm-hmm.
So of course they're going to forgive you, but she can't get that through her brain.
Yeah, she's feeling pretty bad about that. Also, she has this conversation with Rhys. And in it, it's very clear that there's some sort of, like, Rhys has realized something about her now that she's a fairy. And I'm like, there's, like, a soulmate thing here, isn't there? And spoiler alert for the second book.
There is.
But then her and Tamlin go home.
He does say this stupid thing. The thing is, if he wasn't such a terrible, terrible man before, what he says is sweet. Because she says to him, like, why did you try to stop Amarantha? Like, mm-hmm. you couldn't.
There's nothing.
And he was like, well, I didn't want you to die alone, which is like a callback to when she
was with the fairy. Yeah.
So he was like, I knew I was going to die, but at least you wouldn't die alone.
Yeah.
And I was like, see, sweet. If that's all you get.
Yeah.
But we have just lived with the terribleness of him.
Yeah.
For 10 chapters. And I'm like, this is not going to convince me that you're a good man.
Yeah.
And he also talks about how, because she's, like, so guilty, and he knows about the guilt because mm-hmm. mind reading, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's good that you have this, because we don't have this as fairies. We don't have this, like, goodness in our hearts.
Yeah, like, when you're immortal, you just kind of, like, kill.
And you're cold.
Yeah.
And he's like, you still have that heart, and you're going to do good things with it.
All right. Now, let's talk about my fucking conspiracy theory about this.
Okay.
So, do you guys remember when I overread into what the author was thinking in the Where the Crawdads Sing? Again, this book, at the end, I was like, there's like a weird fantasy thing here where I feel like, and this is sort of like a theoretical fantasy, it's not like a on-the-page thing, but it's like Tamlin represents like security of married partner, where you're like, he provides for your family, he provides for you, he gives you a safe space to paint, he gives you a safe space to exist.
Yeah.
And Tamlin is good for that reason. And whereas Rhys in this book represents, like, be a fair partner in terms of, like, he understands you better, he gets you better, but he's, like, not...
Dangerous.
He's dangerous, he's not the guy that you're supposed to like. And so I kept feeling that throughout this. And I was like, and then if you follow that logic into that weird scene where he's like, ooh, you dance on me while your husband watches, it becomes like this weird fucking thing. And I think that is like a fantasy that is valid. And just if girls, if you're like, oh, I really wish I could dance on my affair partner while my husband
That's
watches.
actually like a thing.
I know it's a thing.
Like people are into
And
that.
if people are into that, that's totally fine. It's just like when that like kink or something like makes it into a book, and then you're like, that's just a kink though. That's not like a plot point. That's just a kink, and it's weird. Like it feels jarring, especially when you then later learn about Reese, because you're like,
Why did you do
why did
this?
you do that?
Yeah.
It's yeah.
So
So
what's your conspiracy theory?
that's the conspiracy theory, is that it's this weird like husband versus affair partner
Okay.
situation.
I thought that you like had looked into Sarah J. Maas and
No,
found out
and
like,
she had an affair or something.
yeah,
No,
and she was like, I'm gonna convince the world
that it's
that
okay.
this is okay.
Yeah, no, I don't think that.
Okay.
I really liked your like Tamlin has PTSD thing, 'cause I think that's very justified too. Like through the book, he just shows it. Sure, she can leave Tamlin and his PTSD for
I
someone.
mean, you're talking about second book now.
Yeah, sorry. She hasn't left him yet.
I was like, he doesn't have PTSD of this book.
Well, he. I
He
think
might have
he.
some PTSD from like his parents and the war and stuff,
I
but it
think.
gets real bad in the second book.
Yeah, but I think it also shows like in him being like all dead-eyed and stuff while she's doing these trials and stuff. I
Yeah.
feel like that kind of shows
That's true.
that he's like a little dead inside,
Yeah. Which I
just to
think is,
start.
I mean, we find out about the backstory, like, of his. Like, he loved his mom, and we find out about how his mom died and stuff, which we won't get into, but like, some trauma. His
Yeah.
mom died traumatically.
Yeah.
And so, like, that protective thing he has done of, like,
Trying to,
to
yeah.
not experience
Well,
hurt.
yeah, now that he cares about her.
Yeah. Like, keeping him, shielding himself from that, of fearful of having the same feelings he had about his mom. Didn't he have a sister too, or is that Reese? Anyways, we have to rate this guy. You know what sucks is that we have to rate Reese next book.
And then in the last book, we'll like
We'll decide.
who wins. So, okay, and then so I read this book and I was just like, what the hell was the point of Tamlin if we have to pick Reese? Why did I spend a whole freaking book with Tamlin?
It's true. Yes.
That it drove me up
But
the
we, I
wall. And
mean,
I still don't know the answer.
we still don't know the answer, but we know that Tamlin shows up again. Like,
Yeah.
he's not done.
He's not gone. He's just like not the guy
No.
for whatever reason. And I think the author is like positioning him as like he was her mate when she was human, and then Reese is her mate as a fae. And it's like a thing about empowering her too. Like when she was weak, she
She
needed
needed a
Tamlin,
provider.
but
Now she's
when she's
strong.
strong, she can choose the affair partner because she
But
has
I think that's a
grown.
terrible. I just think it's so stupid. Because Tamlin was letting her be free.
Yep.
And the only reason why he started controlling her was because he was terrified of losing her because he had PTSD from Under the Mountain.
Yeah.
Like, they just needed to talk about their crap. And instead, they just both secretly struggled through it. Ugh.
Yeah.
And
I
I'm like,
don't.
he's not a bad dude. He's just terrified of
Yeah.
losing you because he literally loves you so much.
Yep.
That is what you
That's
are.
your issue with him, is that he loves you too much. Yeah.
It's not to say that that doesn't mean you can't be, like, that doesn't mean you have to be with him.
Yeah.
But they make him out as if he's like a bad guy.
I know.
And
And
I'm like,
he's.
he's not a bad guy. He loved you.
Yeah,
He just
it's.
didn't love you wet like the way you needed to be loved.
Yeah,
And that's
which.
not being an asshole. That's just not understanding you.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And she could have done so much more. Like, and that's where you're like, okay, so then what? You just leave your husband to do the affair partner because it's too much effort
To try to
to
deal
try with your
with your.
husband?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So
So,
we're rating Tamlin.
yeah.
He's above innkeeper.
Yeah, he's above innkeeper.
I think I could put him at.
At four?
Yeah.
I could put him at
I
four.
could put him at four. Like,
Yeah.
well, he's above Will Grayson.
Yeah, he's above Will Grayson
I
for me.
agree.
Yeah, he was cute.
He
He
was
was good.
cute. He had his sweet moments. He played his fiddle.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a serious contender.
He's just, he can, he, like, the top, our top three are just, like, a tier above.
Yeah, they're just, like, really good. Yeah, I'm good with, he's coming in at number four, and that's gonna be hard to beat for Reese.
Oh, yeah. I am not giving him a four.
You haven't read the third book yet.
Yeah, but for the second book, he won't, yeah, what are we gonna do for the third book? For the second book, he can't be. Sorry. Sorry to literally every person out there who likes Reese more. And this is a thing. Everywhere on social media, Reese is the guy.
I didn't mind Reese.
I didn't mind him as a character. He was interesting and compelling to read. As a man that I would want to be with. The face you just gave me. Exactly.
He was, yeah.
I mean, Tamlin's boring, but at least you know.
At least he's not sadistic.
Yeah. Like, if you had to pick between the two of them, you have to pick Tamlin.
I think in the second book, I was like, I can see why you're picking Reese, so why the hell did I spend a whole book with Tamlin? It offended me that I had to spend a whole book with Tamlin for you to pick Reese. Right. Especially for Reese, like, to act like that in the first book.
Yeah. I mean, that's, I think, I just have so much, I have PTSD from the first book. That's not fair. I do not have mental health struggles. I'm sorry for those who do. Like, I just linger on how terrible he was. And I talked about it. We'll talk about, get into it in the second book. Every time, like, author starts to justify, and Thera will say, oh, this is why he... insert the terrible thing he did. And I'm just like, these are not justifications for those things, because he did not need to do them. That's the problem.
Yeah.
You're justifying why he did them, but he never needed to do them at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
So stop justifying. It would literally be better for Farrah to be like, you know what? He was an asshole. He was a bad guy. But I like him, and I can see that he doesn't want to be a bad guy anymore.
Yeah.
That would be better than her being like, he was always a good guy. He just treated me really badly.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah.
Because that's what they try to sell us on in the second book.
Yeah.
That he's always been good.
And.
But he just statistic for good reasons. That's stupid.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Little preamble for your second book. Get excited!
Get amped about it.
And thank you for joining us for 2 hours of A Court of Thorn and Roses.
Yeah, if you read it, it would be way more hours that you've spent.
Next, we'll be reading or talking about A Court of Mist and Fury, I think is what it's called. So stay tuned for that. And then following that, A Court of Wings and Ruin is the third book.
Yep. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for listening, and check us out on Instagram, or on our website, or on Patreon, or just do whatever you do. You could leave a review on our podcast. That would be wild. Whoa. I don't even know if we have reviews.
Hey, number one fan. You know who you
are.
Hey,
yeah, number one fan, who I just met. That was super cool.
Shout out!
Shout out to our number one fan. Yeah, you're cool. Anyway, bye!